to another episode of Kingdom Chats.
Yes.
I am your host, Yolanda Lewis, and we had such a powerful segment with our guest host here, Apostle Claude Jones,
yes,
talking about from praying through your pain. So I was thinking, and I kind of want to, because I have been reading a book. And I can put this book up because my dear sister, Apostle Catrice Finch, she wrote a book, and it's called Hold Thy Peace, For This Has Been Orchestrated by God.
Wow.
So some things that we go through is for a purpose, to get us to that place. And like Apostle Jones was saying, how you derive through prayer to a place, and I'm going to call that place power.
Wow.
Whereas what you may have went through may have had you in a chokehold, but now you are at that place of power because of the simple fact God handpicked you to go through this trial, to go through it, because he knew that you would be able to lead somebody else.
Wow.
Oftentimes in things that we go through, we feel like it's only us. We're isolated. We're alone, that there's nobody else. And we get to the point of wanting to give up. We get to the point of, and I know many of us have asked this question, I know I have, Lord, why? Why, Lord? And if we don't say just why so much? Have you ever had a moment like that, Apostle?
Well, yeah, you know, I was even thinking about this particular scripture. It mm-hmm. said, don't be afraid. This is what God was saying, even when I was going through, and I was headed to my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had prayed about the pain. Now, I'm headed to my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, in that, he was saying, be not afraid. What? Be not afraid of what? That pain, because sometimes that pain is recent.
Yeah.
It's not long off. Sometimes that pain is. He said, but be not afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged.
Right.
Because sometimes, like she was saying, sometimes we feel like we're alone. We all left by ourselves. Ain't nobody going through this but me. But he said, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Huh? He going to strengthen you through the pain. You and your help and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious
Ooh.
Right hand.
Yes, God.
Come on, that's Isaiah 41. God wants you to know he's going to be there because it's him that causing you to get the purpose.
Right. Right?
It's
right.
him that wants you to get the purpose.
Yeah.
God not going to keep you in this pain box to keep you from purpose. Then it will defeat his word. It will defeat what he's been trying to get through you in from the beginning. He said, preadventure, I have spoken these things in your life from the beginning. Right?
Right.
So he's not going to let you just stay in that pain area. He's going to use that pain, not as a stumbling block, but a stepping stone.
Right.
This is what God's going to do. How you feel about that part?
I think that's amazing. But let me go. I'm gonna go a little bit further about some of the things that was in this book.
Yeah.
Because we are actually gonna start a series called Healing the Hurt. We're gonna do with this podcast. But some of the things that the author went through, because this is the story of her life, but where what she was going through, where it took her. Some pain is so heavy. Like, how do you get past when you've been molested? How do you get past where that molestation may have taken you to a place of rejection, you wanting to feel loved, to a place of depression? I'm talking about seriously depressed. See, some spaces are harder to come out of than others. And so, you know, a lot of times those are the conversations that people don't have.
Wow.
Those are the conversations
wow.
that people begin to sweep under the rug because they have a feeling of, okay, if I tell somebody this, even though I'm the victim, sometimes I can be judged.
Yeah, yeah.
So that pain they'll carry. And I'm glad I have you here today because, you know, one of the things that I have to give credit to is the fact that you are a seer. And the fact that, you know, with people that can see, is people don't realize when it goes to finding a church home, you have to have someone that can actually see where you are.
Yeah.
But with this, she went through so much and she didn't understand it. And with it, it took her to a place of power. It took her to a place that she knew how to reach those people without taking them further back into the pain.
Right.
But she could actually present it and almost become like a physician.
Right.
You know, a physician, he's going to access the problem. He's
going
to see, but he's going to know and going to be careful if you have a good physician to get you to a place of getting the right things to cause your healing.
Yes, yes. When the doctor was assessing my, and he had went through one procedure, he started another procedure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he saw something that he had never seen before. Mm. So he paused on the procedure.
Okay.
Now, if he wasn't that type of doctor, he would have kept trying to do and then wasn't able to see.
Ooh.
He said, as he was doing what he was doing, it was going good. He said, all of a sudden, there was a lot of blood.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the X-ray or the TV, actually, the TV camera, he couldn't see anymore.
Mm.
So it didn't make sense to keep probing, pinching, trying to get stuff out, and he couldn't see.
Mm. Jesus.
Uh-oh.
That is powerful.
Uh-oh. If you can't see, why you keep... Why you still,
right.
Even if the priest can't see,
mm.
then that's a place of prayer.
Right.
To clean it out.
Right.
Because he had to wait till the blood cleaned out.
Right.
So it took another procedure to finish, to complete the work. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, the work not going to be completed just because the preacher prayed.
Ooh, come on.
Just because he poured oil mm-hmm. and anointed. It's going to take some process. Because you got to get the purpose.
Right.
But we don't want you to get the purpose and left something in there.
Yes.
And he caused an extra day of surgery because he didn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, watch this. This is what he said to me. This is what the doctor said. He said, it's up to you.
Mm.
He said, you can live with it. Or we could complete the work. Y'all ain't listening to me.
Yes.
You can live with that pain or on your way to purpose or we can complete the work.
Ooh, my God.
And so that's why what she was saying, we got to have leaders and priests and when the scripture was saying, go to the priest. We got to have people that can see.
Ooh, yes.
And see that the work is not completed.
Right.
I'm talking on the inside. We look good with the clergy collar on. We look good with the bishop cross. We look good holding the Bible. We look good even when we praise Dan. But is the work complete on the inside?
Is the work complete? Yes.
We still have some of the scars. Scars just remind you of where the pain was.
Mm-hmm.
But is it complete on the inside?
Right.
The doctor could keep going. He said, I see this blood. And he waited till I came through in recovery. I thought it was over. I was smiling. I was smiling. I was ready to go home. I'm going to stop and get me some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Chicken.
Wasn't he supposed to be eating nothing that heavy? But I said, if he let me out, he said, well, Claude, I'm going to keep you one more day.
Ooh.
Now, watch this. I'm just trying to help somebody. When he said, I'm going to keep you one more day, I kind of got discouraged.
Mm.
But then he said, I'm going to be there with you.
Mm.
Do what the doctor said. So that's what God's saying. I'm going to keep you right here for a little bit more time, but I'm going to be there with you. Because God want to complete the work on your way to purpose.
Yes.
Then this pain becomes a testimony.
Right.
This pain becomes a light for somebody else.
Right.
This pain becomes a refuge. It becomes a delight. It becomes, in a way, you start getting joy talking about the pain.
Come on.
Until you can get joy talking about the pain, then there's something still in there. It's something still hadn't been fixed right yet.
Right.
Because we want to get to purpose. Not just destiny.
Right.
Because destiny can be a particular place. But we don't know how far purpose is.
Right.
And to get to purpose, we got to beat this pain.
Right.
Man, I'm getting excited. Y'all.
Yes. And so I'm going to tell you something that it also made me think about as you were saying it. But it let me know that you got to have the correct connection.
Wow.
It lets me know because, you know, if you're not connected to the right people, someone else could have sold you right on up and allowed you to die.
Exactly. Wow.
And people don't realize that when we go into a service or whenever we're going through something, we cannot just connect to anybody. We got to make sure that whomever that we're connected to is using wisdom.
Wow.
If they're not using wisdom, then they can allow you to die right in there, and you'll never get to that place of purpose.
Wow.
But we don't realize that this has been orchestrated by God, and so we got to make sure that we're in tune with the Holy Spirit so we'll know that, yes, this is the correct person. Okay, if I went to Glorious Temple and God spoke to me and said, yes, this apostle is whom I'm going to use because he's already been through this.
Wow.
So he'll be able to not only give me scripture, because a lot of times people will give you scripture and they'll tell you to pray. And then when you've not gotten to a place where they think that you're supposed to be at that time, then they say it's your fault.
Wow.
They say it's, you don't want it.
Wow.
You don't want it. But here it is that you're fighting with everything within you, but you got to be connected to that person that's going to cheer you on, that's going to root you on, that's going to be there in the midst of the pain to let you know that you can do it.
You can do this.
When we look at this book that this author written, when she came through it, God began to show her her purpose. He began to take her through certain things, but it was through some people that she was connected to that cared enough to labor, because you know, back in the old day, grandmama and them labored.
They labored.
And they made sure they were on one accord. It wasn't a fight in the church to say who was the greatest or who was the least. They only wanted the people to be saved, because most of the time our children were in church.
Right.
Those that were our husbands, if you were the wife, was going through, or if you were the husband, that wife, somebody that you were looking for God to do something for, you wanted to invest in because you needed that person saved, because you were looking at their future.
Yes. Now, watch this. When I was thinking about from pain to purpose, I'd be thinking scripture.
Right.
And then 1 Peter 5:10 said, after you have suffered
for a little while.
See, the pain not supposed to last. Mm-mm. It said, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace. See, God is gracing you through this anyway.
Yes.
It's God is, and watch this. I'm not going to put all this on the devil, y'all. Now, come on. All this is not the devil. Some of this stuff you're dealing with is God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how intense you think the pain is. Some of it is God. Because of kingdom ministry.
Yes.
Because something that you, some type of calling God got for you. Some way he wants your ministry to go.
Yes.
Your ministry not going to go like everybody else.
Right.
And some folks just not going to like you.
So.
Some folks not going to like Kingdom Chat.
Who cares? Peace out to you.
And with some people that you would think that's going to be for you may cause you some pain right there.
Right.
So you're going to shut down?
Nope.
No. He said, after you have suffered a little while, the God of our grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. He said himself. Not people, not the organization, not the chief apostle, but himself.
Ooh, my God.
This is where we get into purpose.
Yes.
This is where we're getting past the pain.
Yes.
Because now I say, his word told me.
Mm.
His word told me. It said after. The key word is after. So you're not going to get there before. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that haven't been through nothing yet. And they sound so good. And they sound so profound.
Right.
But when it hit them, they're going to need to know somebody.
Right.
Huh? Watch this. Isaiah 30, verse 20 said, and though the Lord give you bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself. See, the one is somebody watching you, knowing you finna go through something.
Right.
They can't say nothing right now.
Right.
Because you're going to need them after. Y'all don't want to talk now. You're going to need, he's not going to let the teacher be here because he wants the teacher to watch you right now.
Yes.
The teacher is watching you because you hadn't been through nothing.
Right.
And he see how you almost arrogant. Uh-oh. Because you're there, you profound, because you hadn't hit nothing yet.
Oh, my God.
Job was fine until he had his Job, what we call his Job experience.
Yes.
And it caused him to change his prayer.
Right.
His prayer had changed. See, something is happening to change your prayer, because all you've been doing is now lay me down to sleep.
What?
But until something happens, then you'll keep saying, now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die for a week, I pray to. See, that's simple.
Right.
But when something happens, now you're on your knees. Father God, in the name of Jesus. See, you don't change now, lay me down.
Because
something happened.
Mm-hmm.
And all God is doing is growing your prayer.
Ooh, yes.
He's growing your faith.
Right.
He's intensifying who you are
right.
through the pain. Because you on your way now to purpose. The moment you said yes to God, pain was coming.
Right.
Pain was inedible.
Right.
Because it's somewhere you got to go. Because you can't help people unless... That's why Jesus was tempted of every temptation. Because he couldn't really help people until he went... He couldn't help the woman at the well until he got thirsty. Mm, y'all don't want to talk to me.
My God.
He couldn't help her until he got thirsty.
Right.
That's how he ended up, well, at the well.
Right.
See, then he was able to help her. Right. See, we can't help people if we hadn't been there. It's going to be hard to help an alcoholic if you ain't ever took a drink. So God will send somebody for that. He'll let them go through alcohol. So don't you ask for nothing.
Mm. Don't crack. Maybe I need, don't you say that. You leave that ministry for somebody.
Somebody else. That's not my life.
I don't want to get hooked on crack just to help a crackhead.
No.
Amen.
Not my life.
God already have somebody. Right. So whatever your lane is,
stay in it.
Whatever your call, because that's where your pain going to be at. You don't want to add to your pain something that wasn't even qualified for you.
Mm-mm.
Don't add to it. Don't become a liar and you ain't have to.
Right.
Uh-oh. Because he already got a liar there to help you. Y'all looking at me funny now. But it was a liar to help them when they were trying to get to Jericho. The girl told a lie. Yes, she did. She said, y'all go this way. I'm going to talk to the soldiers. And she sent the soldiers on a fake rendezvous. Mm. She lied to them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't seen nobody. But then she said, I think they went that way. But if how you think they went that way if you ain't seen them?
What?
So you don't have to be something you not.
Right.
Stay in your flow. Stay in your lane. Because sometimes people, if they not the right teacher, if they're not the right leader, they'll say what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see this anointing on you. Do you?
Do you
really? Now, you might see something on the outside, but do you see what's on the inside?
Inside, right.
That doctor couldn't help me if he couldn't see what was on the inside.
Right.
Like she said, it could have been the wrong doctor, could have came in there and just kept on doing it.
Right.
Then watch this. Watch, I didn't know this. Hun, let me tell you something. I didn't even know this. I didn't notice until later on,
what?
But if he had kept working, when the blood was there, he could have punched my lung and not know it.
My God.
Then my lung could have filled with
fluid,
blood. Now he's trying to, he called him.
Right.
See, we got to have somebody
that
won't kill us
right
on our way to purpose.
Right.
Because the enemy will send somebody.
Sure will.
To snuff you out while you're going through your emotions and your feelings and all this other crazy stuff that's not God.
Oh, come on.
And while you're going through it, they'll come in and give you some advice you don't need.
Mm-mm.
Take these pills. You don't need no doctor to do this. 100%. Sometimes God will send you to the doctor so he can look in there.
Right.
I couldn't look inside myself.
Right.
Y'all missed that.
No, we didn't.
While we praying, sometimes we can't see inside of us what's really hindering us. But God will send the teacher.
Yes.
He'll send the priest.
Yes.
He'll send the prophet.
Right.
That can see right on the inside of you.
Right.
And fix that thing on your way to purpose.
That's right.
You don't even have to turn around and go back.
Nope.
You can, right there, bam, right to purpose.
Right.
If we trust God, how are we going to trust?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Y'all going to run to me crazy.
That's just like with a couple of things that you just said. Like, even with it, like, there's a part in this book that states of how she was going back to places that God did not require her to go. But she went back because it was something that, you know, she was dealing with the spirit of rejection. And
right.
She was trying to find something there, but it was nothing there. Because that wasn't going to, that was going to be detrimental to her purpose. That
right.
could have destroyed her if she did not hear the voice of the Lord if she did not connect with the correct people. But I love it when you went into the scripture and let us know that God said he'll be with us.
Yes.
He said he himself
would do.
There are some things Woo. That only God could do. And then it takes me to that place that when you get to purpose, that's when you can say, hey, the word of God says that upon this rock, I build church,
yes.
and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. See, that's that place to where, as we know that, I don't care. Now, I went through so much. I I done went around everything while I was asking why. I didn't understand why I had to go through this, why this came directly after this, why it seems like all hell was breaking loose against me. Because, see, now I know how to stand.
Ah.
I can stand in the midst of my trials now.
Yes,
why?
Lord.
Because
yes.
Not only I didn't have to worry about somebody telling me that God would be with me, God showed.
He showed.
And when he shows you, that's something that nobody can take from
you.
Wow. And when he shows you, you know, we think about schooling. They teach you different things. And so afterwards, you got to apply what you learned.
That's it.
You got to apply what you learned.
You got to apply what you learned.
And the way we as the ministry apply what we learn by being able to identify when somebody has come in and walked that same walk.
Wow.
Without even them telling us the first thing.
Wow.
If I've dealt with depression, it shouldn't take a long conversation to know what spirit is on that person.
Correct.
And so with it, then now it's time for me to apply what I have learned in order. And I have to realize that I went through so much and it took a moment that now I learned to be patient with them while going through it.
Wow.
Because nowadays, the church is not as patient as they should.
Exactly.
You got a lot of people now that they want to be, you know, they want the recognition. And like some of the physicians that would have sewn you right on up, they wanted the pay.
That, right.
It wasn't about the soul.
Come on.
So
now.
They didn't want to take the time.
Take the time.
To deal with them. They looked at you as if you were nobody or nothing, but they didn't realize the purpose.
The purpose.
That was on your life.
The purpose.
Hmm.
Wow. You know, we always tend to overlook people.
Mm-hmm.
And say this, or we do it by their age.
Mm.
We do it by how they look.
Right.
We do it if they talk a lot, if they don't talk mm-hmm. a lot. And we'll without spiritual insight
mm-hmm.
or spiritual discernment. I remember we had a service and people wanted to receive the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
And we were praying with folk, and folk were getting the Holy Ghost and falling out. And different, it wasn't just me laying hands, it was different people God was using
mm-hmm.
to lay hands. So people can receive the Holy Ghost, right? Uh-huh. And this one young man, it's like he was the only one in the building, like, he just couldn't get it. Mm. He just, and then this 9-year-old boy got up, and he was crying, and he was shaking. And his mama went to grab him. I said, no. I said, leave him alone. Because I was able to see
mm-hmm.
what was about to happen.
Mm, my Lord.
And he walked to this young man that couldn't receive it and lay hands on him, and the Holy Ghost took off.
My God.
Somebody got to be able to see.
My God.
Because it don't matter if he's 9 or 90.
Right.
If God's going to use him for purpose.
Ooh, for his glory.
For his glory.
Yeah.
This is what we got to look at. When we're in that atmosphere, and that atmosphere has been set for purpose, and that's to everybody that's in there. And we don't know how each person's purpose is going to pan out.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody in there could see, and I was able to see, that something was fitting to happen. And if I had to let, like you said about the different doctor, if I had to let his mama, because that's his mama.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, come on. My God.
I could have said, no, that's his mama.
Right.
Then the young man would have left.
Without receiving it.
Oh, come on. And purpose would have failed.
Yeah, he probably wanted more than anybody in that room.
Come on now.
Mm.
And that young man just laid hands on him. Mm. And the young man had to be 17, 18 years old. But none of that mattered concerning purpose. When God called purpose in the earth, and we got to look at these things as how God did it. Every time God called purpose, he used a young person.
Uh-huh.
Every time. Uh-huh. He told Abraham,
uh-huh.
I'm going to give you a son that promise. He's going to be the promise.
Uh-huh.
When they crowned Jacob's oldest boy king, the prophet said, nope, it's another one.
Mm-hmm.
He looked the part. He looked like a king. He beautiful. Nice clothes on. He said, but it's another one. The prophet was able to see. So they had to go get the baby boy,
mm-hmm.
David.
David.
Huh? Because
mm-hmm.
he saw. Then ultimately, Jesus.
Mm.
He went and told Mary, you're going to bring forth a son. Now, how come he couldn't just go get Matthew or Peter and transform them?
Mm-hmm.
But he had a plan for the purpose.
Ooh, my God.
He had a plan. You mad about something that hurt you, child, But Jesus had a Judas. And he was close to Jesus.
Right.
Y'all don't know, but Judas laid hands on the sick with the 12. Yes, he did.
Right.
But then Jesus said, do what you got to do.
Do it quickly.
Because I got to get the purpose.
Mm.
And I can't get the purpose until you cause this pain.
Right.
Y'all won't talk to me now.
Right.
The pain is going to push us
right.
to purpose. I'm trying to get there.
Ah, what you say? Quickly.
Judas. Judas got to hurry up. Now, you didn't even going to tell your Judas to hurry up. This segment is wonderful. We having a wonderful time from pain to purpose. I thank God for my host over here.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. God is so good. I'm telling y'all, enjoy Jesus. I'm Pastor Claude Jones.
And I'm your host, Yolanda Lewis, and this has been another episode of Kingdom Chat. Hey, 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 guys, we're back for the last time. I just want to kind of do a conclusion on today's segment. We talked about how you can pray through your pain and then allow your pain to cause you to derive at your purpose. And we did mention this book, Hold Thy Peace, for this has been orchestrated by God, because we wanted to you to know some things that we go through, and it can be some very heavy things, some very trying things, some things that you never thought you would get through. Some of those things are orchestrated by God, because he knows the purpose that he has for your life. You have been handpicked. You have been chosen to be able to cause generational curses to be broke, to operate in deliverance, or whatever that is. He handpicked you to do so. So you had to go through it. And if you're presently going through it, I want you to know that it does not come without purpose. You may say, Lord, why me? And the Lord's saying that he knows what he's investing in you, that you are truly built for the battle. Now, with this book, we're going to make sure that we have something in the end to where as you can order it. We'll probably put a link in, but I know that we're going to provide the information if you want to order this book. I tell you, this book is awesome. This is one of the books I've read the fastest and cried the most. It does talk about depression. It talks about rejection. It talks about the things that she had to go through in order to be the mighty woman of God she is today. Again, connect with her on Facebook. It's Catrice Miles Finch. You can also connect with Apostle Jones. He just goes by Claude Jones on his Facebook page. Awesome man of wisdom. You know, I know a lot of people that are serious about their walk with God. But I do want to bless one of you with a book from the author. And all you have to do to receive this book, I want to make sure that we're sharing, this is going to be placed also on Facebook, but share the broadcast as much as you can. We want to help people. That's what Kingdom Chat is all about. But I'm going to go through some of the comments, so make sure that you comment on it. And if you haven't subscribed, definitely subscribe. But when I go through the comments, tell me what you thought about the segment. Did you enjoy it? Do you know someone that's going through? Have you faced trials yourself? I'm going to handpick someone, and we're going to bless you with this book. I think it would be a great help in your walk. I think it will help someone that's going through, or even if you know someone. It is a very intense read. I will tell you, I'll get you a box of Kleenex, but it's worth it. But thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Kingdom Chats. I am your host, Yolanda Lewis. Have a very blessed day. Bye-bye.